Blog Talk Radio.
No made up nigga, I'm straight up nigga. Still in the projects where I came up nigga. On a scaffold doing 10 sets of 10, getting my weight up nigga. I'm no shooter, but my shooters, I have your brain exposed. But I'll shoot 5 in a second, homie, and break your nose. Talk the past, I'm dead ass. I was living life fast with my pistol in the grass. Digging in my ass, trying to finish up the last so I can sit it in the stash. OE sweat dripping from the bag. Milk crate, sitting on the ass while I'm looking left and right for them niggas with the bad. My mom's dishes really had crack on them. 12-12s and I kept them shit packed for them. Yeah, they came back for them. I could paint it.
Yeah, they came back on them. What's happening, folks? It's your man, Beach Bone Ghana. Live on the Off Rap on this June 19th at 11 p.m. Eastern. Of course, on the Off Rap, you get to say whatever you want to say. You got something to get off your chest, feel free. Call up 646-915-8680. How are y'all doing on this hump day? Good old Wednesday. Yo, that commercial with the camel asking people, do you know what day it is? It's one of the best commercials out there. Shout out to our sponsor, MarisolJohnsonInsurance.com with State Farm. They have amazing commercials. We love the Chris Paul commercial. We rep State Farm out here. But that Camel Geico commercial might be the most creative, simplest, funniest commercial in the history of mankind. The camel is really walking around people. Do you know what day it is? Yeah. That's a great commercial. Hope y'all are doing all right out there. We got a lot to get to tonight. Not sure if we're going to be on the whole time. Tired, folks. Tired. Work's been crazy. Life's been crazy. Got a pregnant woman. M Extra Money's getting ready to take the off-ramp out to the Bahamas. Mr. Righteous is in the streets doing his thing. I got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I haven't eaten in 3 days. I'm on a fast. Sucks, man. It sucks. But, you know, that's what you got to do. Clear your mind. Get your spirituality together. All that good stuff. Got a bunch of different topics I want to get to. I'm trying to decide. Sometimes I wish these dudes would let me know when they're coming on and when they're not, so I can decide, so I know what order I want to go in. Because it's a lot of different stuff that I would love to get opinions on. Some stuff that I can just talk about by myself and crack jokes. You know, first, of course, we could talk about LeBron James, Miami Heat, and Spurs last night. What an amazing game. See, that's what we miss in sports. Is that's why people fall in love with sports. It's the excitement, the unknown. It's the greatest reality television show in the history of mankind. Live sports. Now, they always say the greatest spectacle, the greatest sports moment in history was the Miracle on Ice when the USA beat the Russians in, what is that city in Utah, Lake Placid. But that was on tape delay. You know, that wasn't even live. And it wasn't even for the gold medal. Most people forget that. Like, the Russians were, like, taking a break. You know what I mean? We didn't have a chance. And it's a great moment. Great movie. If you ever get a chance to check it out, I may make my wife watch it. She might cry. But, great movie. But that's why we fall in love with sports. That's why men are obsessed with sports mainly. That's why women, honestly, in the last 10 years, women have become one of the forefronts of the sports industry. So many great reporters out there. So many great female reporters. Women in general now. Mr. Righteous, what's poppin', son? But that's why, you know, there's been so much women who just enjoy sports nowadays. It's because it's just so exciting, so unpredictable. LeBron James is the best basketball player in the world. But he can't do it by himself. No matter how great he is, he can't do it by himself. People criticize him for that. People tear him up because that he can't do stuff by himself. He needs help. And then when it looks like he messes up, people start to crucify him. And then he hits a big three, and then people love him again. It's amazing with sports. Got my man, Mr. Righteous, on the line. He had a little static in the background. What's going on, bro?
Chillin', man. What's good?
Not much. I didn't know if everything was all right when you first called in. There was a lot going on in the background. I was making sure you were
I'm in the back room, man. Doing some stuff back there, man. That's a lot of noise back here with all these computers and stuff.
You in the bathroom? Oh, you said the back room.
The back room, yeah, the back room.
Oh, I thought you was, like, taking a shit while on the line. Yeah, I was like, yo, But yeah, man, I was talking to the people about that game last night, man. Not so much about Miami versus Spurs, but just about why people love sports so much and it's games like that that are memorable. Now, I kind of wish that was a closeout game. You know, I love rooting for the Heat, but, of course, I'm kind of rooting for the Spurs since, you know, my man G. Neal, Towson University, is in the building. But just how figure how great last night would have been if it had went to overtime and Tim Duncan would have went out on a win. Five rings, Popovich five rings. He dropped 30 when he ain't did nothing all series. Like, that would have been a great storybook ending. But then Jesus Shuttlesworth, who gets traded from Boston to the arch enemy Miami, hits a step back tray ball. Woo. You can't script that type of stuff.
Yeah, right. He signed as a free agent, y'all.
Say that again?
He signed as a free agent.
What I say, he got traded?
Yeah.
Well, he left Boston. I meant to say, basically, they left Boston to go to their rival, Miami Heat. And he hits the step-back tray ball to force a Game 7. Now, do you think there's any way Game 7 can live up to the hype of Game 6?
Hell yeah, it's gonna come down to the wire in that joint too. You know, these dudes are gonna be fighting to the what's the name? I'm expecting a lot of people to fall out in this game, yo.
I'm
expecting a lot of foul outs, yo.
I hope it's another great game. I mean, I hate overtime games because, you know, being awake at 12:30 at night. But you got to go to work. It's a school night, man. That's what I call work days. It's a school night, man. It's bad enough I'm up to 11:30 talking to the people with y'all, which we do got to make that announcement pretty soon, and we're going to move to the 10 o'clock hour. But, you know, 12:30 is late, B.
Yeah.
Now, do you feel like the professional sports teams on the East Coast, when it comes to championship and playoff games, do you think they should move the game times up so that more kids can watch them? Because I'm thinking, like, you know, I'm having a son in a couple weeks. As long as my son's awake, if he wants to stay up and watch the game, he can watch the game.
Right.
Do you let your son stay up and watch the game?
If it's on the weekend, yeah. I usually let him watch the halftime.
Yeah,
because the kid don't go to bed right. He wakes up cranky, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna let my it's stuff like that as a kid that you just remember. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I would just hate. Now, do you think now the games come on earlier back when we were kids? Because I swear I watched a lot of late night games. Maybe my parents didn't care.
I mean, and you got to think, too, we also had, you know what I'm saying, we also had TVs in the room for the most part, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like we had to fight for the TV. We had to either go in the basement or, you know, there was another room with a TV so we were able to watch it. But for the most part, yeah, I think usually it came on about 8, 9 o'clock. About that, maybe. I don't know. I can't remember, yo.
Yeah. Now, do your kids want to stay up and watch the game, or are they usually like, or do they do the Rudy Huxtable thing where they think they can stay up late and then they start passing out?
Well, my oldies, he'll stay up late. He'll watch the whole game. The other one, he can care less about it right now. He's not. He's at the age where he's not really into it yet. So, because he'd rather watch cartoons than basketball. So he's not into it just yet. Maybe next year when he hit that 5-6 mark, then he'll be into it more. But right now he's not. So, but the other one, he'll watch the replay on NBA TV the next day.
So that's
where he'll get it. He'll get the replay. So you when we back when we was watching, we didn't get a chance to get no replay. There was no replay. Either you saw it or you didn't.
I know, which is what I say. I stayed up even during school nights. Now maybe I'm just recalling high school days where I was a little bit older. You know what I mean? And I was waking myself up. You know what I mean? But I swore that I was up watching the games or at least passed out. Like, I remember passing out on the couch trying to watch the games a lot of times and just magically getting woken up when I was in my bed. Like, I can't imagine telling my son, if me and my son are on the couch watching the game, and it's a game like last night, I can't imagine myself saying, okay, now you got to go to bed. That's torture. If he's a sports fan. If he turns out to be a nerd like my wife, then, you know, he probably won't care. I probably won't have that issue.
Right.
But if he's anything like me, how can I tell him to go to bed, you know? It's impossible.
Go to bed, boy.
What'd you say?
Just tell him that. Go to bed, boy. Well, I mean, but you ain't got to really worry about that now because, you know what I'm saying, they got replay now. So you ain't get to watch it on replay. Nice bright and early.
That's tough, yo. You could be hearing me yelling in the other room. I was going crazy in here last night. I was in here rooting for both teams, yo.
I doubt if he'll be upset, man, especially when he's young, too. Because at one point, like I said before, like Vince was the same way. He when he was around 3-4-ish, he didn't want to sit there and watch no sports. He didn't want to. When he hit that 5-6 mark, and that's all that kid want to do is watch sports now. But when he was like 3-4, he didn't want to go nowhere near it.
Yeah. See, I know I'd be good early. It's just that later years that I'm probably going to have a problem with. You know, like I said, we're going to have a couple cranky kids. But I always say, if my kids don't want to wake up, you know, I'm going to just get a bucket of water, you know, and pour it on them while they're in their bed. You know, they're not going to want to sleep in a soggy bed.
He wants the world on him.
What'd you say?
He said, well, you want the world on him.
Wake him up.
Crazy, though.
But, let's see what else is going on in the news. Yo, you see about the dude who wrestled the bull in Spain, you know?
Nah. He wrestled a bull?
a bull got loose in the streets of Spain. Started ramming cars.
so bull
got out of his car to try and catch it. Yo, bull attacked him. Yo, he wrestled the bull and got him in a headlock. Yo,
that's terrible. Yo, terrible.
Yeah, does insurance cover that? Yo, that's what I need to find out. I need to get on with MarisolJohnsonInsurance.com and see if a bull runs into my car, am I still covered?
Instead of bull, well, shit, a deer ran into my car. I'm still covered.
Yeah, yo, how was it? Yeah, that's crazy, yo. Sure, the white DJ Siren asked if he was speeding on the highway, yo, if he was doing donuts, yo.
Hell no. Man, we had a tsunami out this mug. I wasn't speeding nowhere. It was pouring down raining, man. It was like a thunderstorm down this joint, yo. I wasn't speeding nowhere.
What the hell was the deer doing?
I don't know, yo. It happened so fast. It was just like, oh, my God. Like, I'm coming down the road, and as I'm coming down the road, I'm like, all right. I'm driving. And then I see him pop up, and as he popped up, I hit the brakes, and he kept going. But since it was raining outside, when I slammed on the brake, my car just kept sliding. Now, if it was dry outside, I probably would just, you know, made some tire marks and came to a complete stop. But since it was raining outside, my car kept sliding. and it kept sliding, I thought I was going to miss them, but it was all she wrote from there. I was like, God damn.
Now, did you have the kids in the car with you?
Just Benny was with me.
Oh, so that's your youngest. What he said? What was his reaction?
He didn't know what was going on at first. He was kind of calm at first until he was like, "What happened?" Because he didn't really know what happened. He was like, "What happened, Daddy?" I was like, "I said a deer just hit the car." And he just then that's when he started crying. Because then when he saw the dude get out the truck and pull the deer to the side of the road. And that's when he started crying a little bit. I was like, "We okay, dude?" I made sure he was all right, made sure he had no broken bones or nothing like that, and made sure he wasn't sore, made sure he wasn't hurting or nothing. But we was good because when the cops came, he was like, he looked at the car. He was like, "Damn, you lucky." He said, "That's all?" I was like, "Yeah." He said, "Just your," he was like, "It's just your headlight, your front headlight, a little bit of your trunk and your windshield." He was like, "That's it?" I was like, "Yeah, I wasn't going that fast. It's a tsunami out here, man. It's pouring down raining." He said, "Man," because he was like, most people, when they're going, they hit the deer, usually tear their whole car up. And sometimes they even come through the windshield. I was like, "Yeah, I know, but I wasn't going that fast. So that's why, you know, that's why it didn't damage that." But I mean, the windshield smashed in, but he didn't come through the windshield.
Right.
And had I been doing the speed limit, and it was like normal because the speed limit was 45, had I been doing that, it might have been some issues then.
Damn, that's crazy, yo.
Yeah,
so why was your son crying? Was he just upset that you killed a deer, or was it just
I don't know, man. I don't know why he started crying, dude. I couldn't even tell you why he started crying off that.
Just being a kid, too much going on?
Probably so.
So a dude hopped out of a truck and pulled the deer to the side,
He grabbed him by his leg while he was still twitching. The deer was still twitching. I thought he was going to get back up and keep going.
Yo, who was the dude?
I don't know. Some random driver. Yo, he was in the middle. The deer was in the middle of the road, and people was going around it. I guess he didn't want to go around it. He had like a U-Haul truck or something like that. I guess he didn't want to go around it, so he just picked him up, pulled him to the side of the road, got back in his truck, and pulled off.
Yo, shut the hell up.
I'm dead serious, yo. I thought he was going to pick him up and put him on the back of the truck. But, no, that's not what he did. He picked that mother hubba up and threw him on the back of the truck, slid him onto the side of the road, got back in his truck, and kept going.
Now, by this time, was the cops there?
No, the cops didn't come until afterwards.
Damn, so he didn't even ask you if you was all right or not?
No, dude, heck no, nah. It was one dude came up and a couple people stopped and slowed down. It was like, "You all right, you good, everything okay?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm good." The police on their way. She was like, they was like, you need to call a cop." I said, "Nah, I just called them." So they on their way. So, yeah, a couple people stopped. One dude, he stayed until the cops came. So.
Oh, that's cool, Dad.
Yeah, and like I said, everybody, even the people at the place was like, "Dang, that's all that happened to your car?" He was like, "Man, you got lucky."
Yeah, that's
lucky.
Crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then one of the cops, he was like, "Yeah, man." He said a couple weeks ago, he said before this, he said some lady hit a deer and the deer was pregnant. And he said the baby's just popping out. I said, "Oh my gosh, I would have threw up, yo."
Yeah, the baby popped out.
The babies in the deer popped out, yo. I would have threw up, yo.
It's that good veal meat, yo. You know, they say that they trying to, they don't want people cooking baby deer, yo.
Huh?
They said they trying to stop people from cooking baby deer, yo. That veal, because it's like young
right.
deer meat.
Right.
Because they're like killing off deer babies, yo. It's like abortion. Abortion by feeding. It's good as hell, though. But yeah, yo, glad you're all right, though. I came close to hitting a deer one time. Actually, twice. So I tell you what, the scariest thing is when we go drive out to DJC Siren's mom and dad house. It's a 12-hour drive, so no matter what, you're driving in the middle of the night by the time. like if we get a late start, like I think last time we left at like 12 in the afternoon and didn't get there till like midnight. We were on the show that night too. I don't think we showed up. But yo, when you drive in the middle of the night in the middle of Kentucky and it's just you on the road, and when I mean it's just you, I mean like there is no one in, like I didn't see other headlights for like 45 minutes.
Right.
Like, that's scary. And then when you start seeing deer on the side of the road eating and all that stuff, and then, like, they pick up and look at you, you don't know if they jumping out or not, yo.
Right.
That's trying to get you shook, yo.
Yeah. Nah, son, I'm riding with my high beams on, yo. I don't be playing around.
Does that help?
With the high beams? Because you can see them. Because you can see the mother hover sitting in the grass before they jump out on you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I see what you said. I thought you better, like, that takes them away or something.
Nah. You can see the mother hubbers sitting in the grass before they go ahead and jump out on you. So, because by my house, it'd be deer out there. And then sometimes I don't even go that way, but when I have to, I ride with the high beams on. And when I do that, I can see them in the grass if they're around, so that way I can just slow down, you know what I'm saying, and then just drive like 10 miles per hour just in case he decides he want to hop out. I can go ahead and hit my brakes and not have nothing to worry about it. But when you just going, and a mother hubbers jump out on you.
Yeah, deer like suicide bombers, yo.
Huh?
They got no fear. They're like suicide bombers, yo. They got no fear, yo.
Heck no.
They just be running into shit, yo. I don't get it,
see,
yo.
What they,
hey,
I think what you, huh?
No, that.
I said what I read about them is that's their defense mechanism, yo. That's what they do. Like they'll sit still, real quiet and real still. I guess so that way they think you don't see them, but when you get close up to them, then that's when they jump up and run, and it's supposed to kind of like scare you, so which kind of stuns you a little bit, and that way they can get away.
That shit don't work with a car.
No, it don't work. No, it don't work with a car because when you do that, some people don't see them dummies, and the asses jump out there, and then boom, and it's a rat, yo. Either you in there. Or some, because they said sometimes if it's a big deer, some them big deer they usually damage up the car and keep going. But I the deer I hit wasn't that big. It wasn't that big. It wasn't a big joint. It was a little small joint, which is probably why it died because it wasn't that big.
Yo, man, you're a deer killer, yo.
Yo, man.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Shit.
His ass shouldn't have jumped out in front of him, goddamn. He stays ass where he is. You see the cars coming, why are you going to jump out? And he's going to jump out on me right when I'm about to pass you. You don't do that. You wait till everybody come past, then you jump out. Don't jump out on me.
He was trying to get home. So it was raining. He was trying to get home, man.
My mother hoes ain't got no home, man. These people tearing up their homes, yo, which is why they out all over the place. Building houses and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So they ain't got no home. You tearing up their homes. That's one thing. That's one thing. If the air was like, well, we look for a house, I don't want to be nowhere with a lot of deer. I said, well, good luck with that. Because everywhere we go, we're going to have, unless we put up a fence, we come out the backyard, it's going to be a deer sitting there chilling.
Yeah.
Sitting there chilling, eating scratch, yo.
Yeah, just make sure you don't get no bear, yo.
Oh, it was a bear. They finally caught him. It was a bear loose up in Burlington County. I think he made his way down to Camden County. They said it wasn't going to do nothing to him until he, like, attacked somebody or something like that. But I guess people started complaining too much, so they just tranquilized him and picked him up and took him. But, yeah, he was roaming around.
Yeah, I seen a bear. I told you about my bear story. I seen in real life when I was in Pennsylvania up in the Poconos. Mm-hmm. That nigga was eating a deer, yo, and looked up at me and Preston, yo. I hauled ass, yo.
You say he was eating a deer?
bear was eating a dairy. Yo. It was like something off a horror movie, like in the Poconos, y'all. Like it's so weird. So it's up in the mountains, and they have like all these bike paths that you can ride on, and they tell you, you know, this is the Appalachian Mountains. Like there's bear, there's deer, raccoons, skunks, everything. So, but the bears usually stay deep in the woods, like because where we are was in a development, so they usually don't be out where there's a development. Well, the people with money, who I think really were raping little kids, they kind of have their homes in, like, it's in the development, but it's in the wooded part of the development. Like, it's always dark back there. When I say it's always dark, it could be 90 degrees out. But because it's the trees are so high, it's always shaded back there. But you never really felt threatened. Yo, me and Preston was riding our bikes. And he got it. He actually was out in front of me, right? So I was trying to catch up to him, And I see him at a dead stop. And I'm like, yo, like, what's going on? And he's like, he won't budge. And he was like, yo, there's a bear around the corner. And I was like, stop playing. Mm-hmm. He's like, yo, I swear. He was like, I wanted to ride down there and got scared. So I kind of stopped here so you wouldn't see it. Son, we rode up our bikes real slow. Peeked around that corner, man, that bear was fucking this deer up, yo. He picked his head up and looked at us with that bloody mouth. Son, I thought I was done, yo. Like, I don't know if he got up. I don't know if he growled. I don't know what he did, but I turned my ass around and I pedaled like there was no tomorrow, yo. I left my cousin, yo. I left him right down there, yo.
He said, I left him. Kid got ghosts. Like, I'm out. Peace.
Even though I do say, if a bear didn't have any claws or teeth, yo, I could beat him in a one-on-one fight, yo.
Right. Oh, man, that's crazy. Yo, man, them bears ain't no joke, man. It's my old supervisor, yo, he went to Yellowstone. Where's Yogi Bear from? Yellowstone Park? Yellowstone, Jellystone, one of them damn places.
Jellystone, really? You think there's a place called Jellystone?
Yellowstone. You know what I'm talking about, man. Where Yogi the Bear from, yo. That's where he went at, yo. He said he looked out his cabin, yo. He just saw all types of animals just walking down the street, minding their business. I said, you got to be flipping kidding me. He's like, yeah, I tried to get close enough on the bear and take a picture of him. I said, you's a damn fool. I ain't getting close to no damn bear to try to take a picture. I ain't even going up there, for one. You can forget that.
Yeah, the weirdest thing I've ever seen when it comes to wildlife animals, we was out there visiting the boy Ray Hire, sticktoafitness.com. Yeah, they got coyotes out there, yo. Like, you hear them, but you don't see them, yo. That's just creepy, yo. You just hear them, but you don't see them. And it's just like...
Right.
Like, that's just, I don't know, it's just weird. I just had a vision of, like, you know, like Mustafa and the pack of hyenas and wild animals just stalking us while we're drunk and high at the club. And all you hear is this howler. And he's like, yeah, that's our coyotes. I was like, where are they at? He's like, you never see them. Like, that's not cool, yo.
Yeah. Yeah, I one time when I was in school, yo, I saw a fox. I was about to walk across the street. That little mother was coming across. He stopped. Looked at me. I backed up. Said, go on ahead. Go on ahead. I'll be damned. And they let him go run down in that ditch. And I hauled ass, man. I don't mess with them damn, them damn animals, yo. Okay. Yeah. I thought it was a dog at first. He got that bushy tail. I said, oh, that's a damn fox. Where'd they come from?
Yeah. I don't mess with none of them rabies carrying diseases. Cheryl got alligators in Kentucky, yo. They had a flood up there, and we was moving sandbags, yo. And a baby alligator almost got me, yo. Almost broke up with her.
Hey, yo, you should got some boots, yo. Gator boots. Gator boots with the pimped out Gucci suits. They say ain't got no job, but I'm still fly. Can't pay my rent off my money spent.
Pay your rent. And that's the end of the show. Welcome to Jellystone Park. I'll hide you tomorrow, bro.
Jellystone, you got that.